welcome to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast, where we talk about topics and resources that help you lead more to reach more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. Welcome to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. My name's Tom Bump, and I'm your host. Hey, thanks for joining me today. It is a kind of a rainy day as I record this podcast here in Northeast Ohio, but I'm glad that you've taken the time to join us. I am super excited because the Kid Ministry Collective podcast is coming up on 50,000 downloads. And when we hit that, we are going to celebrate. We've got some fun giveaways that we want to do. In fact, I'm going to tell you at the end of the podcast how you can enter for a gift card, a chance to win a $5 coffee gift card to either Dunkin' or Starbucks, your choice. But we're going to be giving away some fun things. And so I hope that you'll listen to the very end so you can hear how that goes. I'm just curious, though, as you think about where you're headed in your children's ministry, how far are you going? How's it been these last few months? What have you learned as far as a leader goes and leadership goes in the midst of a crisis? You know, it's stretched us all. And over these last few podcasts, I've been talking a lot about restoring yourself and soul care, partly because of God leading me to launch Restoring Leaders, which I'm super excited about. And if you haven't gone to check out restoringleaders.org, I hope you will. I hope you'll start following it. Very soon, we're going to have a five-day restoration project challenge that you can subscribe to and get five emails that'll give you just about 15 to 20 minutes of restoration each day. It's a time for you to focus and be intentional on yourself. I hope you'll subscribe to that. Just be watching the website. It'll pop up for you very soon. But I'm just curious, how far are you going? You know, there's a famous quote, you've probably heard it before, where it's been said, if you want to get somewhere fast, go alone. If you want to go further, take someone with you. Now, you know, there are many, many times in kids' ministry and in family ministry and in leadership that we often go alone because it is faster. We can go somewhere and we can buzz ahead and get things done quick and fast and easy instead of taking the time to train somebody or show somebody. And so sometimes we think that's the way we want to go, is we want to get there and get it done. But I would like for you to consider, in these times and in these days, it might be even more important for us to take somebody with us. Here's why I say that. Because ministry is hard and it's messy and it's draining. And going alone, you'll exhaust yourself a lot faster. But when you have somebody walking alongside of you, it helps you keep going. It motivates you. It holds you accountable. And so I want to dig into that in this episode of the KMC podcast. I want to talk about what it means for us to go farther with two rather than one. And in one of my courses that I'm working on, and we had started to launch it pre-COVID and then hit the pause button, our volunteer boot camp, we talk about the idea of finding your one. And I want to talk a little bit about that principle because I think that's really important and even more important today, that every leader has at least one that they can go to. That one person that can walk alongside you and encourage you and pray with you and to brainstorm with you. It's important. And I know for many years I made the mistake of thinking it would be faster and easier just for me to do it myself. That was such a wrong idea. It's what I call stinking thinking. And I want to encourage you, if you're guilty of that today, to stop and repent. Stop and say, you know what? God, show me my one. You see, what I'm trying to figure out over all these years is why I waited so long to find my one. Because when I found that one person who had a heartbeat like mine, who saw children's ministry like I see it, valued it like I valued it, it was a game changer. It opened my heart and my eyes to things that I had never seen before. And let me tell you, you don't need a fancy course. You don't need a book or a conference to tell you this simple principle, that finding that one is one of the greatest investments that you'll ever make, and it will bring the profit like you never imagined. You see, God desires all of us to lead more and reach more. It's why he called you into leadership. If you are a leader of a children's ministry, and even if you're not the leader, you're called to lead. And you have oversight of a group of children or adults. And God asks you to position yourself as someone of influence and someone who can disciple others. Not to play the Holy Spirit, but to disciple others. And so I firmly believe after 30 years of ministry that I've grown the most at the times where I've intentionally positioned myself alongside someone else, another leader, someone else who could challenge me to dig deeper into my walk with Christ, to seek the Holy Spirit's guidance and wisdom, and to lead well. One of the greatest returns of investment was when, instead of taking a year and attending a bunch of conferences, is I hired a coach. And I let him intentionally invest in me and pour into me. And I went further, faster. And it's a path that I've never regretted going on. But in children's ministry, one of the things that I want to encourage you to do is find that one. Find that one person that can come alongside you that you can give some ministry to, maybe some of your weaknesses, and it's their strength, and hand them off. What I do is oftentimes I write down all the things that I've been doing, and I star the things that energize me, that bring me life, and I put a minus by those things that are life draining. The things that I don't enjoy doing in ministry, but I have to do because they're necessary to get the ministry moving and keep it moving. And then I start asking God to show me some people, show me that one that has those gifts and talents that can take that minus and make it a plus or make it a star. And you know what? God has never failed me yet. He's never failed me yet to bring somebody in my life that has those minuses for me, but they're their stars, they're their pluses, they're their strengths, they're their ones that they give them life. And I've been able to hand it off. One of the areas in my ministry that I hated was our resource room. I hated organizing it. I hated going through all that stuff. All the clutter just kind of overwhelmed me as somebody who kind of lives with the piles, not files mentality sometimes. It was overwhelming walking into that room too. And I could imagine the people that are the high organizer people would have broken out in hives if they had seen this room. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore either. And I started asking God, show me somebody who loves organization, who loves getting things done and in order and putting things in boxes and totes and labels and all that. And God showed me this special person. And I brought them into the room and I said, look at this. It's a disaster. I could see their eyes shifting back and forth going, oh no, this is terrible. I could see them getting nervous. And I'm like, I need your help. I need you to take this chaos and create some order. I need you to create it in a way that it will be functional and useful and that people can come in and know that it's going to get messed up periodically, but I want something that's easy to maintain. I gave them just a few simple parameters, and that one person turned my world upside down. They brought me a list. I said, you just tell me what you need. I will go out and get it. If you need boxes and bins and totes and whatever, I said, I have a label maker. Their eyes lit up. And I said, you just tell me what you need. I'll get it for you. So they came back after about 15 minutes with a list. They said, Pastor Tom, I've got a plan. I can take this. I got this for you. I left it in their hands. They told me, give them a week. I happened to be gone the week that they were there. I came back and it was amazing. The whole room was just amazing. I gave them permission to throw things away. They told me they made a lot of trips to the dumpster. And not to freak out by looking at, and so I never looked out at the dumpster, but I know some people were like, oh, but hey, it was their thing and they did it. And it was a huge blessing. Another area where I wanted some help, because I wanted to spend more time on volunteer care and man and recruiting, is I found somebody who loved to schedule. They loved spreadsheets. I don't like spreadsheets. I break out in hives around spreadsheets. I know that I'm within 20 feet of them, so I don't go there. But I found somebody who absolutely loves spreadsheets. And so I gave them my volunteer rosters. I gave them my schedule. And they went crazy and they built this beautiful spreadsheet that I didn't have to touch or manage or play with. I could just bring it up and look at it. They would update it. They would maintain it. They made sure it all worked. It was a wonderful system. Eventually, we moved over to a planning center system and they took it and they imported everything and they went wild with that and continued to maintain that. And I had a whole volunteer coordinator. I found my one. You see, some people get stuck thinking they'll never find their ones. But let me tell you again, you make the list, make the job description, figure out how much time it would take to do it and to maintain it, and then give it to your God. Put it before Him and say, God, show me my one. Again, I'll state it very loud and emphatically. God has never failed to show me my ones. Eventually, those ones became my three. That was another powerful thing I learned. You find your one, but you also find your three. Now, you may not need three. In your ministry, you may only need two, and that's okay. Don't get hung up on the numbers. Scale it to what you need. But I want you to get the bigger principle here. I want you to find a couple influencers, a couple people that really attract people, that are easygoing, that will work with you, but not be yes people and will always say yes, yes, yes to everything, but will balance you. Find people with some giftings that at least their temperament and personality match up with you, but their giftings and what they can do are different. You don't need somebody that can do things just like you. You need people that can do things differently and who have other gifts. And start investing in those couple people, those two, those three. And ask them to come alongside you as your core group, as the team that brainstorms with you, that can go to conferences with you or watch them online with you and get ideas and then start taking all those ideas and making some of them stick, making some of those action plans, making some of those make it all the way to the to-do list and some that will put on your to-don't list. Find that group of people that can help you and partner with you so that you can have a break on a Sunday morning too, that you can work together and rotate together. I had a team in one of my ministries that was absolutely fabulous. We had so much fun together. We laughed, we cried, we prayed, we went to conferences. It was an incredible experience. Each one had their area. Each one had their specialty. One was my first impression, so they handled the first impressions, the greeters and the check-in and making sure the area was welcoming and it smelled good and it sounded good and it was fun and it was easy to find and people could move through appropriately and they were constantly adjusting and tweaking and evaluating things and making it better. I had a team, one person that oversaw my elementary side and one that saw my preschool side, and they were passionate for those areas. And they cheerleaded the coaches and the players, and we called them coaches and players for one time, but at other times it was our small group leaders and our large group presenters. They would coach them and encourage them and bring them surprises, and it was just a wonderful thing. They ran my huddles in the morning as we would gather. We didn't have a lot of late people showing up because they had to come to our huddle to get it, make sure they had all the right up-to-date information for that weekend. And it was fabulous. And these people, my three, were such a powerhouse team. You can find those people. And if you need help and you get stuck, reach out. I would be glad to walk through and show you, share with some of my documents and things that I can help you out with to walk you through that. If you need some coaching on this, check out kmccoaching.net. I'd be glad to coach you a little bit and just for a few weeks, walk you through how to do this and how to find it. We can do that. You don't have to fight this alone. You can have me to walk alongside you. I'm honored to do that. That's what God has called me to do. That's what I live to do now. I love to help people who think it's impossible and watch what God can do through them and in them to change that idea. So listen, the goal here is to go further. It's not always about faster, but it's further. Because when we go further, we reach more. More people hear about the gospel message. More children come in contact with Jesus. Our ministries grow. And if we're about the right things, God will add to it. If we're tilling the soil, if we're fertilizing the soil, if we're pulling weeds, if we're doing the labor, God brings the fruit and the harvest. He is the Lord of the harvest. If you're not seeing harvest, it's because there's something in your preparation that's not quite right. So stop and evaluate. Maybe you need to stop being the only person leading the way. Maybe you need to start finding a one. And then when God blesses you with that one, they can help you find another two and a third or fourth, however big your team needs to be. But the goal here is for you to lead more, to reach more. When we're in times of crisis, these are the times that show us what we're really made of. And I heard this quote, and I've said it, and I'm going to say it again. You're going to feel the fear, but you got to lead anyway. You're going to feel that opposition of, I can't find anybody. Nobody cares about it. Nobody. And you're going to start falling into those ruts of stinking thinking. Break out of that. Ask the Spirit of God to open your eyes and open your heart and change your mind and change your attitude that you can and you will find your one and then find your three. And let me tell you, when you do that, you're going to start seeing fruit. You're going to start seeing a long-term plan. God's going to start putting out things in front of you, and he's going to enlarge your thinking. He's going to enlarge your borders. He's going to push things out. But he's not going to do that until you're ready for it. Why would he send the harvest if you're not ready for the harvest? Why would he send you 20 new people if you don't have volunteers for it? You're not ready for it. That's just the truth of the matter. So brothers and sisters, I say this in love, get ready. I truly believe the world needs us more than ever to be out front. So we need to start building our teams. Even if that means pulling someone from another spot that they're gifted at to find them in a better place, to put them in a better position of leadership. It may require some hard decisions and some hard choices, but let me tell you, it's worth it. It's worth it. I've never seen God fail when I've asked him to send me a laborer. I've never failed to see him bring me someone who has giftings that can do a job better than I can do it. So, my challenge for you today, make a list of what you need. Start thinking about who could fill those needs and begin praying for them. Call them up. Say, hey, I'd like to sit down and have some coffee with you. If you're not a coffee drinker, have a pop or a soda, whatever it is. Or Zoom call if you can't meet face to face. But sit down and talk to them and hear their voice and let them hear yours. Share the vision of where you want to go and why they fit the exact role that you're looking for. And you're asking them to join your team. Give them that opportunity to use their gifts and talents for the kingdom of God. Don't make excuses for them. Just ask them. Join my team. You're a perfect fit. I need you. This role is ideal for you and your gifts and talents, and you will help blow out the walls of our children's ministry. So think about it. I dare you to try it. Now, as I wrap up this edition of the KMC podcast, let me tell you about our 50,000 download celebration. Here's what we're going to do. If you want to be entered into this competition, and this is what's going to happen. We are going to have some drawings as soon as we hit 50,000 downloads. So this competition, if you are hearing this podcast way too late, today is actually October 19th. So I don't suspect we're going to make it into November too far of 2020 before this contest will end. So you'll have to check the KMC Facebook group to see if this is still active or not. But here's what we're going to do for this contest. And this will be posted in the KMC Facebook group, Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group. If you're not part of it, join it. Answer the questions when you're requesting join to, please, 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 please. So here's the contest. You need to go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe to the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. We're going to check and see, have you subscribed? We also are going to encourage you to comment in our competition or our giveaway post on the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group that you have commented on the podcast or subscribed to the podcast. And then I want you to tell me what's one of your favorite episodes, or tell me someone you would like to hear on the podcast, someone you'd like to hear an interview from, or a topic that you would like to hear addressed on there. Do those two things, you get two entries, and that's what you can do to enter in. And we're going to be giving away, like I say, some $5 gift cards to your choice, Dunkin', Starbucks, whichever is closest to you. Or if one of those brands isn't, we'll figure out how to get you your $5 cup of coffee that you can enjoy while you listen to another edition of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. So, hey, thanks for listening to this edition. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've been encouraged. I hope you've been challenged. And I pray that if there's anything that we can do for you, you will reach out, because our community is important to us. You're important to us as listeners. We would love for you to share this podcast with other people. Let them know that you listen to the Kid Ministry Collective. I'd love to know. So please comment, react, and share with us what you listen to and what you enjoy, because that helps us keep going and pressing on to make this podcast even better. If you need coaching, check out Kid Ministry Collective Coaching, kmccoaching.net. Or if you are burning out and you need a break and you're interested in a KMC or a Restoring Leaders retreat, we would love to know. We're going to be setting up new retreats in 2021. They're going to be in various areas. And so be watching the website at restoringleaders.org so that you can follow along and sign up for our five-day challenge when that pops up, because we would love to keep you informed of what's going on for our ministry there. So God bless you guys. That's a lot at the end. I hope you caught it all, but I hope that you will join us again for another edition. We have some fabulous guests coming up that we'll be recording in the next 2 weeks. I can't wait to share them with you. So God bless. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the KMC podcast.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope that it's helped and encouraged you. If you would, support our podcast by continuing to share it with other leaders. And if you haven't already, hey, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. We look forward to hearing from you how this podcast has helped and sharpened your skills and ministries. So let us know on your Facebook page, or head over to kmccoach.net and share with us there. And thanks again for listening to the Kid Ministry Collective podcast.